Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. The city of Abbotsford's Tom Norton is hoping for a seat on council this coming election. Abbotsford's Tom Norton served on the RCMP for 35 years and followed that by dedicating his time to coaching youth and high-performance athletes. He was awarded the Special Olympics North America Coach of the Year in 2015. Norton has a focus on developing the necessary infrastructure in Abbotsford for a healthier city. In a recent interview, Norton spoke on what he believes are the biggest issues affecting the city of Abbotsford. During your campaign, what do you see as the number one issue you plan on addressing?
Well, I can tell you, Stephen, that one of the things that is going on here and has been going on for quite some time, there is a risk-averse council and mayor. And the challenge really is around trying to maintain the infrastructure here in the city.
And you brought up the infrastructure. So what must council do this term to prepare the region for addressing the climate and infrastructure issues that the November flood brought through Abbotsford?
Well, I'm not sure how you were impacted, but I can tell you how I was and all the people that were living here, particularly those down in, like when you're looking at the basin, right? Because when the breach of that dam happened, the first thing that people who live in that area, Huntington and others, first thing that they would tell you is this has been on the books for almost 30 years or more. Everything's for sale. 20 years ago, it was going to cost you $40 million to do an upgrade and perhaps replace or enhance the Barrowtown pump station. Well, that pump station, it's been in there since 83. And other than binder twine and duct tape, no work's been done to it. It needs another one, and it was only after this tragedy that the council here and the mayor and this whole area has decided, well, maybe we better get on it. That work needs to be done, not ignoring good reports and good evidence that's been sitting on a shelf gathering dust. Pull it out and take some action.
Canada as a whole is having a housing crisis, right? And there's the two demographics that are negatively impacted. We have the middle class, the would-be home buyers who are priced out of the market in their own community, as well as the underhoused and the homeless who are suffering from addictions and mental health issues. How do you see that city council needs to react to these competing needs in order to improve the situation?
Finding a place to live, when you talk about affordability, is begging a question. Affordable to whom? In essence, to not force the development without appropriate consultation. And when I say that, when you look at the proposed plan, what they have is a lot of single family homes, which of course are going to be a lot of money. There won't be one home in a single family home in that area of probably 400 that won't be under $1.5 million. So that's going to attract a very small portion of the public to be able to move in there. So within that, if there was below market housing, co-op housing, social housing built in, townhomes, you need to look at having an area that would become a destination. You know, I've met a lot of homeless people in my career. Like, I retired from the RCMP after 35 years. I've even come across thousands of people who are living on the street. I can tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, the primary contributor to people being on the street is addiction. So if you're looking for the root cause, of course, you're going to be looking for evidence-based decisions around that. You're going to have to deal with addictions. And then if you can deal with that with resources and get a roof over someone's head, the cascading effect, Stephen, is you're going to reduce the levels of crime that goes along with it.
The Abbotsford elections will take place on Saturday, October 15th. Stay up to date with Tom by following his Twitter, @TENorton. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.